SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The construction workers who were on the Francis Scott Key Bridge when it collapsed in the early hours of Tuesday were on break in their cars, according to the wife of one of the workers who survived. The president of the Baltimore chapter of the NCAAP, the Reverend Kobe Little, says that people should never forget the hard work that migrants perform.
We express our condolences.
Le damos el pésame a las familias.
Our love.
Nuestro amor.
Our appreciation.
Nuestro aprecio.
Of the sacrifices.
Por el sacrificio.
That have been made by so many in immigrant communities.
Ukraine's armed forces say Moscow has launched a large-scale attack on energy infrastructure.
Here in Kharkiv in the north, it is a week since the biggest ever attack on the energy system. Parts of this city are still without power for up to 6 hours a day. Cafes and small businesses can operate on generators, but industry is struggling. Speaking to the BBC, the mayor described the damage as very serious and suggested it will take at least 2 months to restore full power supply. That's only if nothing else is hit in the meantime. But there are now multiple air alerts every day, often lasting for several hours.
That's the BBC's Sarah Rainsford reporting. A lot of excitement surrounding the upcoming solar eclipse, but fake eclipse glasses pose a risk to the public. We get more details from Tayshia Stevens.
The American Astronomical Society says real solar eclipse glasses block almost all visible light. Chinese companies have been using the names of reputable American companies, but the fake glasses do not list the address of the real company on them. Now, if you can see through the lens of the glasses or see light, they are not the real deal.
That's correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. This is SRN News. France considers curbing transgenderism. Michael Harrington has a report.
French lawmakers will take up a bill that would ban sex change operations on anyone under the age of 18. A growing number of European countries are beginning to push back on the transgender agenda, concluding that allowing children to undergo irreversible surgery in order to live as the opposite sex is harmful. Here in the U.S., more than 20 states have taken similar action, but the Biden administration is fighting them in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A stark example of China's persecution of Christians. A pastor has been released from prison after 7 years, but finds himself unable to access even the most basic services. That's because his government identification has been permanently revoked. Pastor John Cao was arrested in 2017 while returning from a missionary trip in Myanmar. Pastor Cao had paid a visit to the U.S. and married an American woman. This is SRN News. American Airlines is relaxing part of its pet policy to let owners bring their animal companion and a full-size carry-on bag. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports a change is making it easier for travelers to bring their pets on board.
Under the old rules, air passengers who brought a pet into the cabin would have to pay $150 and could only bring one small bag that could fit under the seat. Luggage would have to be checked for an additional fee. Now American Airlines is allowing more. Passengers can bring their pet into the cabin and their carry-on luggage. The airline didn't explain the reason for the change, but travel blogger Gary Leff said it had been frustrating that his small dog was counted as carry-on luggage since he was already paying a hefty pet fee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.